Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kate, welcome back to KDK Radio. Great to have you.
Hey, Robert. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yes. So today, another banquet for you guys.
Yeah. We have a lot of banquets this time of year, but it's really exciting to open our doors for longer hours and then also, provide a meal that is reminiscent of a Christmas banquet that someone would have with their family on Christmas Day.
Okay. So it's taking place today from 10 till 4. What is on the menu?
Well, 10 to 4 today is actually when we have a coat tent open next to our building on North Avenue. 2 to 6 is the banquet.
Okay.
And we're serving ham, a gratin potatoes, peas with pearl onions, rolls with butter, and dessert.
Peas and pearl onions.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little fancy.
Yeah, it does sound a little fancy. Tell us about the coat tent that I mistakenly thought, didn't realize, about 10 o'clock till 4. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so we have volunteers that will be helping people who are coming by that need winter outerwear.
Mm-hmm.
We also have like little toiletry kits available for people, and they can just come and stop by, and then a volunteer will walk around with them and help them find what they need. So it's not just like throwing a coat at somebody. It's really making sure the person gets a coat that suits their needs, that it's warm enough, that mm-hmm. it fits well, that they feel good in it. And that's a way to ensure that everyone, you know, has warm winter wear for this winter coming up.
How big of an issue is this?
Having warm winter clothing?
Well, yeah, the idea that there are a number of people who just don't have the proper attire to withstand the elements during this winter.
Yeah, I think it is an issue, and I think that there's different levels of it. You know, there are people who have homes, but they just really can't afford to buy those big winter purchases of jackets or hats or gloves. And then there's people that are sleeping and living outside that really need more than one. You know, they need the layers to stay warm
right.
during the harsh winters here.
Now, for those who are listening right now, and their compassion is beginning to tug at the heartstrings, and they want to do what they can to help, is it too late to donate a coat or gloves or hat or scarf or anything like that?
I'll tell you, it's not too late, but the things that we need the most, the item that we're really being asked for that we don't have a lot of, are boots, especially for men's boots. And so it's like kind of like the work boots, but insulated so that they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
We're really getting a lot of requests for those. So if you have any, gently used winter boots, particularly for men, that would be a great donation at this time.
Nice. Insulated boots of some kind. Any particular sizes that are most often requested?
All sizes, I would say, but, you know, particularly like 10 and up. Then also, they could be new as well. They don't have to be gently used, but we'll accept both.
Yes.
And then another request that a lot of people like are hoodies, because you can really layer those with the hood. Helps keep people warm as well.
Mm-hmm.
And for men and women both, those are very strong requests right now too.
Okay, the reason why I wanted to focus in on the sizes, because I know there are people out there who are listening and saying, listen, I don't have a pair of boots to give, but I'm willing to run to the store right now and buy some and then bring them, because
yeah.
that's the kind of people we have here
yeah.
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, sizes 10 and up, I'd say, for the men. And for hoodies, it would be every size.
Okay.
For men and for women.
What mm-hmm. about blankets? Is that an issue?
Yeah, I mean, we do accept them, and we do give those to people when they ask for them, if they have a need for them. So, yeah, we can accept blankets as well.
Okay. I would think gloves go along with that.
Yeah, I would say gloves and hand warmers are another really good thing to give, because when you just think about it, when your hands get cold,
yes.
everything feels cold. And you can even put them in your boots, too, to keep your feet warm. So those hand and feet warmers are also a nice thing to donate.
Like, can I also suggest wool blend socks? My feet get
yes.
so cold in the wintertime, I just can't keep them warm. And I'm wearing these super thick socks all the time anymore. But And for somebody who spends a lot of their time outside, being able to keep your feet warm, it's just so critically important.
That's true. Warm and dry. That's why the boots are important, too.
Yeah, I just love that. Okay, so once again, the coat tent open for those in need to pick out warm winter items. That's happening from 10 till 4. And then please don't forget about the banquet once again from 2 to 6. Run through that menu one more time.
Ham, au gratin potatoes, peas with pearl onions, rolls with butter, and dessert.
Look at that. I like it. Kate Wadsworth, the light of life, joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for your time, Kate.
Thanks. Have a great holiday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.